Lautenschlager has initiated lawsuits against the federal government. She prosecuted the high-profile Chai Vang murder case. She's waged a personal battle with breast cancer, and she's locked horns with Governor Jim Doyle, her predecessor as Attorney General and the titular head of her own party. The big question this campaign is whether that record can overshadow what Lautenschlager calls the worst decision of her life. In February of 2004, Lautenschlager had a couple drinks and then put her state-owned car in the ditch. The officer who responded gave her a field sobriety test. Lautenschlager failed the breathalyzer. A squad car video camera picked up the entire exchange.
For that sample, you brought to give me your 0.12?
No, I couldn't be.
Okay, your 0.12 on that sample you gave me.
Lautenschlager pleaded guilty to drunk driving, an offense many Democrats worried would cost them the Attorney General's office. While party leaders got Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk to jump in the race, Lautenschlager never offered any hint she would step aside. She says she's running because she loves the job and hopes people will weigh her mistakes against her record of accomplishments.
Hopefully voters will find it in their hearts to forgive me for that mistake, which I recognize as being a very wrong choice, and hopefully say that my commitment to this office and this job and to them in terms of being their attorney general will outweigh that one night.
Lautenschlager's personal life may have been what prompted a primary challenge, but her decisions in office have drawn the ire of Republicans. She sued the Environmental Protection Agency, arguing the federal government's lax clean air standards were contributing to global warming. She wrote a legal opinion mandating that employers who pay for their workers' prescription drugs must include coverage for birth control. And she's brought nuisance lawsuits on environmental grounds against businesses, including a Sawyer County cranberry grower.
We have done more clean water and clean air cases than at any time in court cases and any time in the history of this state. And I'm proud of that because I think that's one of the best investments we can make in our future. And it's something which holds those who violate the law accountable, but essentially rewards those who are good citizens.
Lautenschlager has been popular with many labor unions, including the umbrella group AFL-CIO, as well as the union representing state employees. UW instructor Mike Quito came out to support her at a Madison fundraiser held by the Teachers Assistant Association. Quito says he's impressed with how Lautenschlager's office has gone to bat for workers when businesses close down and don't pay their employees. He backed Kathleen Falk's bid for governor 4 years ago, but he won't be supporting her in this race.
She promises to do all the things that Peg is already doing in office. And if those are your priorities and that's what you want to happen out of the Attorney General's office, we already have that.
On these issues, Falk has not faulted Lautenschlager. Instead, she's focused on the backlog at the state's crime lab, blaming Lautenschlager for not making it more of a priority in her last budget. Falk says she'd make the office run more efficiently and would do a better job going after gang violence. She's also criticized Lautenschlager's arrest. Lautenschlager says the biggest reason people should support her over Falk is her own experience as a prosecutor, a legislator, a U.S. attorney, and Wisconsin's attorney general. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.